two quick halachot in the laws of Gozes. The first question is, although we know that it is forbidden to cut nails, fingernails, toenails on Shabbat, however, the halakha does say that if a person has a hangnail, which means the majority of the nail is removed from the from where it's attached, and it's causing the person tzar, causes them anguish on Shabbat to have this nail that's hanging. He can't use his hand when the nail is hanging, or it's just making him obsessed that the snail can't concentrate when it's like that. So then the deen is, it's permissible for him to pull it off. So since it's majority off, it's considered like it's off, and he can pull it off with his hand, or he can bite it off with his teeth. He cannot use the scissors, cannot use the clippers in order to take it off. That's what Maran writes in Shin Chafchen, Se'if, Namid Aleph, that's the Ben Ishchai as well, in the second year, Parashat Ki Tisa, Otet Zayin. The question is, what about the cuticles? That's the flesh that's around the nail, the skin that's around the fingernail. So really, according to the Gemara gives the same rule. Gemara says that if the majority of it's off, and it's facing kelape ma'ala, the Gemara says. Kelape ma'ala means it's facing up. There's a mahloket. What does that mean? What's the direction of the cuticle that the Gemara is talking about that says it's permissible? Actually, Maran and Shulchan Aruch writes that since the Rishonim have a mahloket on what that means, there's an argument which direction the cuticle has to be facing in order to be considered permissible. So therefore he says, asur to take them off no matter what, in order to be mahmir. So therefore again, if a person has a cuticle, it's flesh that's around the nail, that is hanging off, even if the majority is hanging off, even if it's giving him tzad, one is not allowed to take them off on Shabbat. However, the Menuchat Ahava does write in Menuchat Ahava Pelek Bet Pelek Yud Aleph, Suot Ha'or Shesaviv LaTziporin Asul LaAsiran B'Shabbat Afidu B'Yado O B'Shinav. You can't even take it off with your nails or with your teeth. Afidu Im Pirshu Ruban Me'ora Eftom Metzarot Oto K'vakom Utanu Ma'le Nukhri L'Tilan B'Yad O B'Shinayim. Rabbi De Goy would be permissible. The goya, pull it off. If it's giving him a tzar, there would be no problem.